Four landowners in Moncton, Vermont, were featured in two different newspapers Thursday, expressing concerns about Vermont Gas System's plans for a natural gas pipeline that would run across their properties. Vermont Gas has been working on a plan to expand service to Addison and Rutland counties. The first phase brings service to the Middlebury area in Addison County. Vermont Gas spokesman Steve Wark says they've been negotiating with communities and landowners for about a year and a half.
Our primary goal is to obtain access to land so that we can essentially use a section of their property. It's usually a very, very small section, and bury a pipe underneath it as we move from the north to the south in our system. So we've been having ongoing discussions with landowners for access and then ultimately to buy easements.
Four landowners who have not reached an agreement with Vermont Gas have received letters threatening eminent domain. Among them is Marin Vasatka, who says the letter clearly states the utility will take their land.
What they say in this letter is, "We'd like to revisit our proposal with you one more time before Vermont Gas must begin the legal process of eminent domain to acquire the easement rights necessary to construct the project."
Steve Wark explains that the project runs along an existing Velco electric corridor. The pipeline is 12 inches in diameter and would be buried 5 feet underground.
This is a route that has been heavily reviewed and examined by federal and state regulators, and we've made changes to the route to accommodate landowners and communities. About 72% of the route has been moved based upon those desires. So we really want to be accommodating, and there were some changes we couldn't make because of topography or other design considerations. But there are some folks that we just haven't been able to reach agreements with yet.
Vasatka says her property includes a rare northern white cedar swamp, a bat habitat, wetlands, and a deer wintering site. The utility has been negotiating to do horizontal drilling and trench on her property with unlimited access for 2 years.
I want to know what we're going to do on this property, who, what, where, when, how, and why. We come to that agreement, we sign it, and we have it. Now, while they're working on our property, we can't be anywhere near that. So we have no idea if they are even constructing the project like they're supposed to. And there's no state inspectors in Vermont, and there are no federal inspectors assigned to this project.
Wark says the utility, as a government-appointed entity, can use eminent domain if the project is considered for the greater good.
In this case, the greater good is the natural gas expansion project, because this is going to help people cut their heating bills by at least half, and it's going to improve air quality. The process goes through the Public Service Board after we notify landowners. We're still very hopeful that we'll be able to reach settlements with everybody. Vermont Gas has never had an eminent domain case in the history of the company. But we need to be realistic as well, and that's why we've notified landowners that this is a possible route that we may end up taking.
The pipeline project is a three-phase endeavor. The first brings it to Middlebury. The second phase extends it to the Ticonderoga, New York paper mill. And the third ends the pipeline in Rutland. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.